Why is it saying that like, Banjo and Kazooie are in the game?
What's up, guys? We're back. I guess Banjo Kazooie's in what game?
No, people really wanted Banjo and Kazooie to be in the
Smash.
The Smash, but I'm like, I mean, he might be.
Maybe.
I'm watching real thing. Go ahead.
Okay. Phantasy Star Online 2, one of the most popular PC games, will be available stateside on Xbox One in 2020. It will also be free. Developers and publishers Sega first launched Phantasy Star Online 2 in 2012. In Japan, it was then ported to the PlayStation Vita in 2013, PlayStation 4 in 2016, and Nintendo Switch in 2018. The game has only been available to purchase in Japan, but conversations have been underway since 2017 to bring the game to the Xbox players in the West. Wow, so it is on the PlayStation 4, we just can't play it. I hope that changes soon. But yeah, it's coming out in that spring 2020. I'm so excited for it. I used to play all the Phantasy Star games. It's so funny because one of the games was called Phantasy Star Portable. And it'd be Fantasy Skip a Space. Or not even Skip a Space. Press Enter. Star. Press Enter. Portable. So when you flip the cover over on the side, it'd be PSP. For the PSP. I always found that funny.
Nice.
PSP for the PSP. I was like, ha, they're clever. I talk like that because I was like 13. Ha, they're clever.
Yeah, why'd you say Mr. Krabs? I don't get this.
Because I was a penny-pinching bastard.
Like you are now?
Yeah, I don't spend no money.
He didn't even buy lunch.
I did buy lunch. No, you bought dinner. I have nothing to do with that. Because I paid for dinner last time. Don't act like we don't do this.
We don't do this. All right, well, it's confirmed. Banjo and Kazooie coming to the Switch.
Oh, yeah, like the Banjo and Kazooie game, right?
No, like new characters.
Oh, Ultimate. Sweet.
They announced two of them. So, summer 2019 is what they said. Is going to be Dragon Quest characters. You're going to have the main guy, and then you're going to have three heroes that look like they're interchangeable, kind of like the trainer, Pokemon trainer.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. They look awesome, but then that's nice because I was really tired of them having sword characters. So it's nice to see that they're having, like, at least they have those heroes too. That is, I think, not
so
all
of them. So when's Goku getting announced?
I don't know. And then for fall 2019, Banjo and Kazooie.
Cool.
Wow, that was fast. They didn't give us anything, and we all complained about it. And now they're giving us phone.
His phone.
They're giving me a two lineup.
Yeah, that's dope.
And I still don't care about any of them.
When I get the Switch, I don't think I'm gonna get Ultimate first.
What are you gonna get?
Dragon Ball. Oh! You nerd. Yes.
This whole thing is a nerd.
Yes.
What's the
next game?
What do you mean next game?
That we wanted to talk about.
Well, I just talked about Ultimate. That was the only news for Ultimate. That's okay. It.
Throw that up in the air. Did we talk about Ubisoft, their Watch Dogs?
Yeah, you talked about that. Oh, no, you were about to. You're like, let's talk about Alo, and then talked about
that. Yeah, and you wanted to talk about the games you were playing. Right, so let's talk about Alo.
Fucking Ubisoft.
Watch Dogs Legions. I'm not interested in it. I haven't played a single Watch Dogs, but apparently you can play as any NPC in their world. It sounds super, super, super gimmicky. Sounds like a whole ass gimmick.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like this game's going to have any substance past that point, because that's what they're banking on. Play as any NPC you see, but why? Why would I want to do that?
Why wasn't I able to do that before?
Why? Like, that's like playing Assassin's Creed, and then it's like, oh, you can play as any random person walking down the street. Why when I'm a fucking assassin?
You know, you'll really like this, mainly because it's about Bethesda.
Bethesda!
And Fallout 76.
These vibrate!
Your headphones?
My headphones vibrate.
Your wireless headphones almost fell off the table
because
they vibrated.
My headphones are vibrating. I didn't even know that because they're usually on top of my hood.
That's cool. I think. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
sure. Okay, let's move on.
Bethesda, Fallout 76, got a new... Get away from the mic.
I'm sorry.
What are you about to do?
Okay, go ahead.
What are you about to do? I'm at their ears. Our ears, just in case we listen to this. I don't want to know. Okay. Bethesda, Fallout 47.
76.
Did I say 76 the first time?
You said 47.
I said it again. So 76 for the second time.
Yep.
76 has a new, I guess, DLC, new content.
No, it's like a whole new revamp of their whole ass game.
Oh, you've seen all of it?
Yeah, it's a whole fucking revamp.
To ruin the whole thing, because you were talking shit about the other game for good reason. I said we should talk about shit about this game.
Oh yeah,
for one main reason, because guess what they decided to add in? NPCs that you can talk with and go on adventures with and do stuff you can do at all the other Fallouts.
Why the fuck did they do that? Why it is a incomplete game. I don't care who talks to me about it. That game is so incomplete. They didn't even have time to put in the fucking NPCs.
They didn't put, because they waited. They moved too fast.
They didn't even have time to put in NPCs, and then they were trying to make it like, oh, you make your own story. You find pieces of paper on the ground that tells a story and leads to quests that tell more story. Like, that's not what the fuck I want to do. I don't want to go scavenging through every empty-ass town.
What am I playing? Fucking Slenderman on this?
Like, yeah, bro. Shit. Like, I watched someone stream of them playing Fallout 76 for a whole ass hour. It's empty. Like,
yeah,
if you're not
can't
in
do
the
anything.
Main town, if you're not in the main town, you'd be lucky to see someone every 30 minutes.
And the game's been out for a year.
So stupid.
Plus, right? Year plus?
Yeah.
A year plus, the game has been out. NPCs are added, which, dope, NPCs. But a whole year and having complaints right off the gate. Right off.
Oh, yeah, people say
right out the bat.
What happened?
I don't know.
A bunch of dickweeds set off like 7 nukes at once and crashed a whole fucking game for like a day or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For good reason, because it was dumb. How are you going to have a game? And my whole thing was this. They made it multiplayer, which was awesome. That's what everyone was looking forward to, was the multiplayer thing. Yeah, but they didn't know that the multiplayer, that's the only way you're going to have any type of content. Because you have to now play. And my whole thing was when the game came out, I was like, it was one of those games, kind of how like Call of Duty was, and then they changed it, where it was a game where you didn't have to change. A game that could have been exactly what it was, just with a different skin, looks a little better, and everyone would have been happy. Maybe a little added content here and there. Oh, now you can make a big-ass house, or now you can have a bigger-ass pet. But you don't need to change it. You don't. And they did. So, I don't know. That was dumb. And they're changing it back to where it was.
They're trying to cover their tracks by calling it some.
You know how many
DLC
people fucking.
So
you know how fucking many people like clapped after that?
That shit made me so mad because none of those bastards play Fallout 76. I haven't played Fallout. I know what a bad game looks like. That's the only difference. I really do be thinking, damn, these people buying these E3 tickets don't know what a fucking bad game looks like.
And then, sorry, go.
Because Fallout 76 is the pure process of a bad game.
It's a whole brand new game.
It's a whole brand new game now.
It's even made by different people. It's made by the people that made the Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you mean the game? And then they're like, we're bringing in things that you love from the games that you loved. And I'm like, so all the rest of them?
I don't understand why they did that. It's like
fucking
you
assholes.
Have the formula for a good game, but you diverge off of it.
Bethesda's whole thing, I honestly didn't like Bethesda's whole thing. It was dumb. It was all the same type of game over and over and over and over and over and over. No, it's Fallout 76. And then every other sci-fi... A lot of Skyrim. There was a lot of Skyrim. Talked about the new Skyrim. Talked about new Skyrims on the Switch, on the phone, on the Skyrim everything. And then games just like Skyrim. Oh, and then one random ass mobile game that literally the girl came out and she's like, haha, let's talk about something completely different. That's what she said. And then it was a whole random ass mobile game. So, I mean, at least she wasn't lying. And at least she knew she was out of place. but and it didn't look that great either. So
let's move on.
Yeah, Bethesda. Ah, come on, man.
For Honor's going strong. I didn't know For Honor was still going so strong.
Oh, I know.
They're getting a new DLC.
Oh, Ubisoft?
Yeah, Ubisoft. Yeah, they're getting a new DLC with a couple new heroes and everything like that. For Honor's such a good game.
Was there anything on Rainbow?
I don't remember. I didn't see anything on
there
Rainbow.
There had to be some. No, they're doing their own thing, though.
Rainbow's fine, though. They just keep adding characters, adding new game modes.
And everyone's Rainbow's happy. Good.
Rainbow's a really good game. Rainbow's a good game. For Honor's a good game. The reason they're good games is because they're constantly getting updated and patched and fixed. So it's like you play something for like a year, 2 years. Like how old? Like Rainbow's 2 years old. Like Rainbow's so old, but it doesn't look the way it did.
I mean, look at GTA. Yeah. It's like 5 years old. Everyone's still playing the shit out of
it. Yeah, but since 360. You keep updating it. You make it better. You work on it instead of being all like, well, that shit. Let's put out the next one.
No, and then they even brought out Red Dead. No one plays it like they still play. Like, it's not that big as GTA is.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, it's just GTA with a
cowboy skin.
Yeah, and it's not. I heard that it's not that great because of how much, first of all, how big the world is. It's too big for the type of action. It's like they wanted to make it like GTA when they shouldn't have.
Yeah, because horses aren't running at fucking 300 miles per hour.
You don't got a fucking rocket going Mach speed with rocket launchers and flying bikes and like
never mind.
All that shit's cool.
GTA Online is ass.
Oh yeah, but like the races are still really fun.
Yeah, they're fun.
Races are really fun.
I think those are the right things. Trying to get back to your fucking house is the terrible when little Timmy's in a fucking fighter jet blowing up the city.
You have to just hope to die and spawn in your house.
God.
And then you can't spawn by your house or get out of your house because someone's right out there. And now you have a bounty on your head for some reason because someone just wants to fuck with you.
I'm in the house all day. I'm in the house watching TV.
Watching TV, smoking.
GTA TV is actually really interesting.
It's hilarious. But they haven't changed it.
Oh, no new shows?
Maybe. Actually, I can't say that, I guess. I haven't played in like a year.
That'd be really awesome if they kept adding more shows so there's more channels.
I'll get on just for the podcast. And get my ass beat until I get to my house. Because all I have is a... You know what was cool? When I had a car, because there wasn't all this crazy shit, the craziest you can get was a rocket. Well, it was a jet. You know, the normal jet. That was the craziest. And having a tank. But, like, those were really hard to get and expensive. And no one had money like that because they didn't have races as crazy as they do now. And, like, when you do races, now you get, like, an easy 25,000. Yeah, you didn't get that shit. You got, like, 2,000. You had to work. You had to grind.
You sound like an old man. Back in my day.
That was only 5 years ago.
Our races was only 2,000. You youngsters don't know the value of money because your race should give you 45K for winning.
Not even winning.
You motherfucking hipsters.
Shut up.
You flying bikes and motorcycles.
No,
the only thing I had was a car and a jet.
I didn't have a jet.
All I had was a car.
And a helicopter.
And a chopper. Some little kid on the mic. Shut the fuck up, old man. Takes off on his motorcycle.
He gets in his fucking flying car.
Oh, GTA is so fun, but it's not at the same time because little Timmy's in that fighter pilot jet every time I hop on.
Because there's kids that have been playing since they were 10. For no fucking reason. And then no one played the campaign, let's be honest.
I played
fully.
It. I played it.
All the way?
No, man. I was trying to do a walkthrough. I was trying to do a walkthrough on YouTube. That's shit got like 10 views.
Because it's not fun to watch.
Got 10 views. The Dragon Ball Z game play I put out got 40 views in like 2 hours. I was like, damn, you guys really don't fuck with the GTA, huh?
Nah, you got to be playing racing. That's what it is. And you got to have people with you and commentary.
Oh, man, yeah. I need to hop back on a good game.
So, Nintendo, they put out a lot of... they didn't have any more Pokemon because, I mean, how could you after doing a whole Pokemon Direct right before E3? But what they do have... Oh, I guess you can use the... You can, which is really weird. So, I think what they did, though, is they confirmed that you don't... That the Pokemon, when you run into them, you actually fight them to catch them.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you can't just use a Pokeball over and over and over again, like Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, which is 100% fine. I was just talking to someone today, literally today, about it. And we were like, we were okay if they kept it in, but, you know, it would be nice if they didn't, because either way, honestly, either way is whatever. To me, it doesn't affect the gameplay. So, yeah. Oh, and they had a Dragon Quest game coming out. They have Mario Maker 2 coming out and showed some gameplay of it.
When you say Dragon Quest, isn't it Dragon Quest Builders 2? It's not like an actual Dragon Quest.
No, I think they have another remake.
Oh.
But I'm not sure.
Oh.
I didn't pay attention. I saw Dragon. I've never played a Dragon Quest.
They're fun.
I feel like it'd be too late for me to get into them.
I mean, it's never too late.
Oh, a new Olympic Sonic versus Mario. Mm-hmm. Or I think it's Mario versus Sonic.
Because Mario versus
Mario's like
Mario versus Sonic. Sonic versus Mario.
Whatever. And in reality, Sonic would win. I don't know why he ever would lose against that fat fuck.
I mean, he would win in like the speed events, maybe, but not like the strength ones.
You think Mario's stronger?
I think Mario's stronger.
I could see that.
But I mean, power don't mean shit if you can't hit your target.
Apparently.
Bitch.
Why'd you write
bitch
him?
Bitch ass plumber.
Fucking plumber. He can't even be a good... He's not a good plumber.
I have not seen him unclog one single toilet.
I watched... I used to watch the cartoons. Nope, he sucks ass. I think he broke his sink or something.
He's fucking trash.
Yeah. But he's got overalls. No plumber crack.
He needs to take that shit off and get some new clothes.
Nah. I mean, he did. Oh, yeah, fucking Galaxy. Mario Galaxy. Or Odyssey. Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
Every different type of clothes. You can even marry Bowser.
Bowsette?
No, stop. We don't need that.
Why was that a thing?
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I feel like Microsoft did the best so far.
Yeah.
They went all out. They fucking brought Keanu to the actual event. They had
some
whole
dude
thing.
In the fucking thing was, you're amazing. Amazing.
Why does he look like he was he nervous, or do you think he was just kind of like didn't know what to think?
I wouldn't know what to say because they probably told him he couldn't say shit.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The tough part.
Yeah.
Because with CyberConnect 2, with fucking Cyberpunk 2077,
it's been behind a curtain.
Yeah, it's barely any information on it, and he's probably like. He's probably got a good chunk of it if he's already doing his voice acting role. So he probably knows a good chunk of it. So they probably were like on his back, breathing on his neck. Be careful what you say. Don't say anything too important.
Oh, but you it was funny because if you see the fucking prompter, like you see, I'm not prompter, but they have like a thing for people that can't, I assume can't hear, or maybe it'll just help in general. They had subtitles and they had the subtitles on the sides and the subtitles were saying the wrong things. Cause you know that someone like, oh shit, he's playing off, he's off prompt. He's like,
probably can't.
Because, you know, he was saying like, he was like, no, you're awesome. And it was funny because it went, too awesome. And I was like, that's not what he said. But okay, that's hilarious. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Because it was like, I don't know, it was just so out of, probably some completely out of his element. Doesn't even play games. And you think about it, Keanu, I'm not saying he wasn't cool before, like obviously you got Matrix and shit, but he's more relevant now, right?
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Especially with this generation.
Why did they make a fucking John Wick skin on Fortnite?
Because John Wick was big at the moment?
No, like there's two skins now.
Oh, really?
There's like an actual John Wick skin. And then there's that other skin that came with the season pass.
It was like the last one, right?
No,
it was tier 100.
Yeah. Oh, it was. It was a tier 100.
For like season two or three.
Two? But now there's the actual John Wick skin. I think it's actually called John Wick because there was a whole game mode based around it where there's like you're playing, of course you're playing the Battle Royale, but like now there's targets. Like now you get a specific person to
like
kill.
Like mercenary?
Yeah, and you have to go kill them and shit like
that.
That
would be cool. I never played that. I heard the Thanos, the new one was pretty cool because you got to be like some of the Avengers.
Yeah, you got to be Thor, Iron Man.
That would have been cool. I would have played it. I should have played it.
We should have. But yeah, I was like, now there's the actual John Wick skin and then the off-brand one. I was like, why'd you do that? Why'd you make two of them?
Why do you make two? I mean, think about it. They've done that with many skins, and the best part about it is that you like, oh, I have the old one. You have the shit one. Oh, maybe that's what it was for people that didn't get to get the other one.
Ah, but it's not the same though.
Because like, you know, you can't. I don't think you can ever go back. No. Like those are there.
Yeah, those. That's it. Like, people are selling their Xbox accounts for, like, hella expensive money. Because they have all of the umbrellas and all the seasonal skins. So dumb. And
I wouldn't, you know, I can't say that's dumb. I was proud of it, too.
I have a good amount of umbrellas.
I have too many stuff. I spent money on that game.
We did not spend that much money. We bought season passes. Yes, you did spend a lot of money on that.
I didn't have anything else to do with the money.
No, I told you, save your fucking V-Bucks. And you bought a skin right before the season thing ended, right before our season pass ended.
Yeah.
Because when you play the season pass, it gives you enough V-Bucks to buy the next season pass for free.
I did that twice.
Yeah, I remember that now. I bought
Raven, and I bought the whole Raven collection. $40.
Yeah.
Then I bought Triceratops. I did not buy the full. I think I only bought her.
You bought her backpack too, right?
Oh, I bought
comes with backpack.
Glider. I bought the pterodactyl glider. Yeah. I like pterodactyl. That was pretty cool.
Dude, I remember that shit now. Yes.
But I didn't feel bad or nothing. Everyone was doing it and I enjoyed it. So I'm like,
no, that's not the point. We spend money on skins that aren't in the season pass. We don't buy no fucking season pass. We play the game too much to do that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like, everyone, even people that played the game, there's nothing wrong with it.
There is something wrong with buying the season pass. I'm not saying you can't buy skins. Go ahead, buy skins. The skins are fucking awesome.
Oh, that's your problem.
The buying the season pass is stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Because it gives you enough V-Bucks to have a free season pass.
Yeah, but I wanted the skins. It was lesser of two evils.
No,
I get more skins.
Then you buy the skins and you save the season pass money.
That's what I did.
No, you used the V bucks. Yeah, you use your V bucks
a little bit,
and then you had to go back and buy the season pass.
There's no way of going around that.
You just buy the V bucks for the skin and save your season pass money.
But you would end up using it too.
But you would still have enough for the.
Oh, you mean like pass. Buy enough?
So the season pass was like what, 1300?
It was a long.
Okay, so we'll just say the season pass is like 1300, but that skin is also 1300. You take your ass to the store and you go buy that 1300. Say that season pass.
But that would be the same thing,
would it?
Yeah, no. Because I would use the 1300 and I would buy. Would it be cheaper
then? Because you buy a whole set for $40. And then you had to go back and buy the season pass for $9.
I don't know. There is probably a cheaper one of them, but it would be the same thing.
Yeah.
So
still haven't figured.
Go play Fortnite.
No, don't. What the fuck?
Now there's a giant demon, a giant frost monster. I watched a Fortnite like story thing. I was just interested because I like the in-game events; those are cool.
Yeah,
like the whole thing. And I, because I had no idea why there was a fucking volcano. I don't know why there was fucking all this stuff.
Man, I miss Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin dead.
Kevin.
Kevin's on my back. That's why Kevin's
on my back.
That Kevin. Was like the last one the last one we spent on was the NFL ones.
Kevin the Cube, man. NFL the ones. NFL ones was good. Because now I'm a Falcon. I'm a Falcon.
Didn't you change your team recently?
Yeah, my whole family Saints. And I'd be a black sheep if I didn't actually.
All right. That was a very off. This would be kind of off topic this whole. Because there's not a lot to talk about.
I mean, we talked about. Oh, snap. Project Z just got its official name. It is Dragon Ball Z. Kakarot. It is actually Kakaroto. It's K-A. R-A-O-T-T-O.
Kakarotta.
That's why Broly in Japanese, Broly's so fucking annoying in Japanese. Kakarotto! Like, he puts the emphasis on the last part and it pisses me off. Like, shut up!
That's funny.
But yeah, Project Z is now officially called Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. It looks so good.
Yeah, I was going to be really annoyed with that name, Project Z.
I don't know. I like Project Z, but it couldn't. It's not a project anymore. So it is.
When is it coming out?
Sometime in the beginning of 2020. So January, February, maybe March.
I like to come out in February.
Bandai Namco, usually when they say early whatever year, it's usually either those 3 months. It leans more towards January than February.
Ah.
Yeah. They like to. But it's a really good game, man. It's a RPG Dragon Ball Z game. If you ever played Legacy of Goku, it's exactly like that, just 3D now. Because you run around playing as Goku, but you're not stuck as Goku. We all just realize that there's going to be different characters to change into. And I'm hoping motherfucking Future Gohan's in here.
Mm.
I want to fly around with one arm.
Mm. But you're Goku.
No, but you can change your characters. Because Goku's not always there.
Oh.
If you really think about it, Goku was missing a lot during
this. Then why is it called Kakarot?
Because, I don't know.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I honestly thought because it was called Kakarot, oh, you're playing as Goku the whole time.
Probably most of the time, but it's like during like Goku's heart virus, you're probably going to be playing as like Vegeta, Trunks,
Piccolo. What if you only play as Sun families?
Ew.
No?
No. Because Gohan stays next to Goku during his heart virus, and that'd be pretty boring.
Nah, you'd play as Chi-Chi.
Who stays by Goku's bedside.
You'd play as Krillin.
That's not a part of the Sun family.
Practically, though.
No.
Fuck, fine. You play as Future Gohan. It comes out, and you're just like, wow, what's up? Fine, you play as Trunks, probably.
Yeah, you play as fucking Trunks.
Whatever.
And Vegeta and Piccolo.
What if you get that part where you just, like, get to slice Frieza? That'd be fun.
It's going to be awesome. It's a good game.
You did not have high hopes for it at first, though.
Nah, man.
Your standards like, are low.
Because the last time they did a Dragon Ball RPG game, it was fucking Dragon Ball Sagas for the PlayStation 2, and that shit was kind of trash.
Oh.
But stop distracting me. This game is going to be awesome. It's going to have an open world map. You're going to be able to select the area. Once you go in that area, it's going to be this big-ass place to explore, which is really cool. So it's not open world. It's open world-ish. And I like that you can change characters. Like, I'm really hoping that it goes all the way to the end of Z so I can just play Gohan, like adult Gohan. Not ultimate Gohan where he got Goku's gi. That Gohan where he's still a student and wears the purple one.
Oh, I like that one.
I like that one too.
I like because he doesn't wear the shirt underneath the gi, and it looks nice for some reason.
That
big ass
V. That V.
I love that. That's one of my favorite gis.
That's what Videl was looking at. She's like, that VD. Just like my VD.
Jesus.
I'm going to need some of that sun.
She was like 15.
Okay.
Chill.
And Gohan was like 17.
Yeah, but you're talking about her like that.
No, I'm talking about her if I was Gohan.
Oh, okay.
Gohan.
You were a third person Videl, though.
Videl was never
that cute. This 28 minutes went by fast.
Yeah, Videl was never that cute to me.
Oh. Yeah, because she was weird. She had weird like clothes on. But,
what were those, spandex?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll bring you guys back after these
commercial breaks.
Which is literally just me talking to you about, hey, this is Audible.com.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Domino Effect with your co-host, Amoria Ghosted. And your other co-host.
Stephen Parker, what's up?
So, we're here to talk about, what is this, E3 Part 3?
It's more E3 Part 3.
Is it Part 3, really?
It's E3 Part 3. There'll probably be four parts, because Sony's last. But that fourth part will probably be
at E3.
Okay, so there'll probably be, this is it. We're done. This is the last one. Unless we talk about more later.
Yeah, no.
But it won't be all E3
tomorrow,
podcast.
Right?
What?
Tomorrow should be the last day of E3.
Yeah, but I'm on the podcast.
Yeah, no, I'm saying tomorrow's going to be the last day.
Oh, because we're recording this early?
Yeah.
They didn't even know that.
They know. What are you talking about? They knew last time.
You're very correct, sir. Anyways, we got Microsoft. They had their big freaking thing that we watched most of it. Pretty all of it. And we have Nintendo that just did theirs. I looked at it earlier. Then we watched a little bit now.
some shit.
What?
Bethesda was talking about some shit.
And then Square Enix.
Ubisoft. Is it Ubisoft or Ubisoft?
I say Ubi just to be a troll, but I think it's Ubi.
Is it? I swear it's Ubi. Who knows? So Ubisoft was, Ubisoft also was talking about some stuff. And Square Enix showed some Final Fantasy VII gameplay, and we have a release date for it. So, yay.
Very, very true.
Yay.
So, you want to start?
Okay, let's start with Minecraft Dungeons.
Because that isn't that going all platforms?
Yeah.
I'll probably get it for the...
And it's cross-play, right?
Yeah, I'll probably get it for the Switch if no one's going to get on the Xbox of my friends.
Why wouldn't none of your friends get?
Because of Minecraft. People like, Minecraft.
But we all play Minecraft.
Before. Yeah, I know, but I've already talked to some people, and they're always... They said that. They're like, but it's Minecraft. Like, but it's the RPG, Mike.
Like, what are you talking about? We all used to play Minecraft. Now we're too good for it?
Yeah, apparently.
What? That's stupid. Yeah. I'd play Minecraft if it wasn't vanilla.
It's not even vanilla anymore.
It doesn't have dual-wielding axes.
What do you mean?
It doesn't have dual-wielding axes.
But you can make shields. You have dual-wield now.
But you can't hold two axes in your hand.
Why do you need two axes?
I want to hit hard. I want to hit double hard.
Right.
I want to hit an Enderman.
But axes are for trees.
You can use axes on anything.
Do you mean swords?
No, I mean axes.
What?
Yeah, you can use axes on anything.
Okay. All right.
Unless they're called battle axes, but I'm pretty sure they're just axes.
All right. I don't know if you can use two or not. But it has updated a lot.
I don't care.
All right.
But I'm ready for RPG Minecraft.
It honestly looks really good. Like boss battles and stuff. And being able to play with other people.
Four players.
Yeah. I put a lot of hot sauce on these tacos.
That's what you get.
Teriyaki.
I noticed because you were eating it super slow. You're eating a piece at a time. But, yeah, RPG Minecraft looks really good, really fun. I think I'm ready for anything right now.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
I am at a dull moment in gaming. What are you playing right now?
Oh, what am I playing?
Mm-hmm.
2K.
Any other game? Wait, don't you ever have, like, a game you just play by yourself?
Oh, Persona. I told you I was playing Persona 5 still. I'm trying to get like 100% completion.
Oh, no. I just thought, you know, podcasts would be kind of cool. Like, but, oh, this is what we're playing right now.
And I'm playing Persona 5 until I can get 100% completion and make all the Personas.
Which, from what I understand, is a pain in the ass.
I'm going to have to, like, complete the game three more times. I've already completed it once. I'm going to have to do it three more times.
Wow.
I don't have enough time to do everything. I'm trying to get a girlfriend in Persona. I'm trying to make sure I'm the top student, which I am. Number one student in the whole school. I'm trying to make sure I'm physically fit. And I'm trying to make sure I'm level 99 by the time I reach the end of the game.
What happens if you don't?
Nothing. You just restart with all your Personas.
Oh.
New Game Plus, baby! New Game Plus is a feature all solo RPG should have.
What if Minecraft doesn't?
Minecraft's not going to be like that.
The Minecraft
looks more like it's going to be like multiplayer.
Multiplayer boss battles.
Yeah, so I'm 100% sure you're not even going to have to worry about New Game Plus. You're just going to have to worry about updates and level caps.
I'm fine with that, though.
Yeah, I'm cool.
So
we hit a high. Let's hit a low. Watchdog Legions.
Oh, I didn't tell them what I was playing.
Oh, sorry.
It's probably a medium. I'm playing Borderlands 2. I just started playing it yesterday. I haven't really had a game I've been playing. I didn't, like, I go on Black Ops once in a while. But I think Borderlands 2, they announced it. Well, actually, here's news, I guess. Xbox announced it being one of the free of the pass, along with Metro Exodus.
Metro Exodus.
And Gears 4, if you're into that. I might play Gears 4 just because Gears 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so then... So the free games for PlayStation Plus players is also Borderlands 2 and Sonic Mania. I've been playing a little bit of Sonic Mania. It's really old school Sonic, so it's back when my sister used to have that Sega Genesis. So I'm like, I'm playing it. I'm like, man, this is bringing up childhood memories.
I know. I remember playing it as a flash game on your computer. That's when I started playing Sonic.
Sonic's cool.
But yeah, Borderlands 2. So far, I've done a good amount of missions. I played like 3 hours straight. Like, I got on, actually maybe 4 hours. I got on and I got off when I had to go to bed. And oh, I'm just probably longer. Holy shit. I got off at 9:30-ish. Uh-huh. I got on at like 4.
Oh yeah.
And then I streamed it for the last like 50 minutes.
How'd that
to go? An hour. That was good. It's good. I saw you popped in. Or no, you told me you popped in.
I popped in for a quick second, but I left.
Oh.
Because you were playing Borderlands. I'm going to play it. I didn't want to see anything.
Mm.
If you were playing like Uno.
You'd mostly
hear. Why can we not stream Uno?
I don't know, like, but I've seen streamers do it. So I'm like, I don't. So there's got to be something.
A capture card.
Something.
Because Xbox won't let us stream it. Because of content copyright.
It might just be Xbox then. No, but it was Twitch telling us no.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's weird.
You gotta do it through a laptop. You have to have through an
outside source.
Yeah, and bring it in.
Well, I have OBS on my.
Yeah, you should try that later if you can.
Connect to the Xbox. I think you can. There is a HDMI. Whatever. But yeah. So Borderlands, pretty fun. You mostly, if you ever jump into the streams, it's what Unkindness Meat Zero. And or I don't think I put the zero, but
you gotta change it to the Parker Project TV.
No, I don't want to do that. It's my gamer tag, and yeah, no, it was fun. But you mostly just hear me yelling at Claptrap most of the time, at motherfucker, call me his minion and shit. And the first time he gets his eye back, saying, "Wow, you're a lot uglier than I remember or I thought," and I'm like. Fuck you.
You should have snatched it out of the eye socket and threw it away.
Yeah, man, he fucking asshole. Like, he's such an asshole, but then you have to listen to him. Because you get stuff out of it. Yeah. Otherwise, I would do missions for other people and not him.
You want to know what that sounds like?
Huh.
Being a whore.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
You do stuff because you get stuff out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're whoring yourself out to someone who doesn't respect you. A pimp. Claptrap's your pimp.
At least it's, a pimp where I'm not having sex, but I'm just killing people. Basically a mercenary.
Nope.
For a robot.
You're a whore.
No, I'm not having sex with anyone.
Nope, you're a whore.
No?
Yet.
No.
You haven't played the game before. You don't know if Claptrap is going to be like, yeah, I need you to go across the street and bang somebody.
I've never played Borderlands, the first one. I wanted to, but just
nobody's
never got
played.
You.
Nobody's played Borderlands.
I was like 360, right?
Yeah. I've never played Borderlands before.
Anyways, talking about the Xbox, you want to hit that? Microsoft, E3, pretty dope. I thought it was awesome. It kept my attention for a while.
Oh, Keanu Reeves is in the new Cyberpunk 2077. Yeah. Shit.
What?
I can't remember the year, but it's Cyberpunk 2077.
Are you sure that's right?
I'm 100%
positive. Or was it 72?
Nope, 77.
Well, Cyberpunk is coming out, finally has a release date after so long, just from the gameplay alone. Because I think it wasn't like the actual gameplay, but it was the trailer that you probably, not trailer, but in-game, like the storylines.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked beautiful. I was just so in awe about the animation and like every little like cheek movement that they did when they were talking to every little fucking bead of sweat on there.
I think I care more about Keanu Reeves.
Nah.
I hope he's like your mentor during the whole game.
Nah.
And while you're doing missions, he's just in your ear saying Keanu Reeves shit.
What? Don't touch my fucking dog.
A bunch of motherfucking references to all his old movies. That'd be dope. But
what other movies did he do?
Matrix
other than John Wick.
And John Wick.
Yeah, but like... I don't see him as the. I think he's great actor. He's an awesome person, by the way. Have you heard stories about him outside of the movies and stuff? He's a fucking amazing person. He, like, and this is just one little thing I heard recently. I guess someone, like, dropped their stuff in front of him. He just, I don't remember what it was, but he, like, bought him a whole brand new one. I was like, here you go. Mm. I'm assuming food or something. But, yeah, not a lot of people do that. So, it's kind of cool. Mm. But I don't think he's a... People are saying he is just as big as an action star as, you know, past action stars. But
he's a huge action star.
But he's not, like, the top.
I mean, he's definitely top five. Yeah.
People, you can name top five just in the Expendables alone.
But not all of them are, like... Wasn't Terry Crews in the Expendables?
Yeah, he doesn't count.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm thinking about, I'm like...
Nah, but there was, like, 12 of them. Because they weren't all in the Expendables, but they were, like, in the movie. But, like, I don't know. They're just, like, so, okay, he's not... See, okay, people are saying he's the next, like, Sylvester Stallone and...
I don't know about that one. That's pushing it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger...
But no. People always like comparing people to other people.
Yeah. He's his own guy. That's that. Yep. He's dope. But he's his own guy. I've never watched all the John Wicks, so I only watched the first one.
I haven't seen any of the John Wicks. I've watched all the Matrixes. Mm. The Matrix is my shit.
I watched two of them. Hmm. How many are there? Is there a trilogy?
There's three.
So I have one more to go?
Yeah.
Shit. Hmm. Why are you looking at me that way?
They're all three on Netflix. So. But
what else?
Cyberpunk 2077 looks really good.
Halo.
I mean, the animations look good. I mean, the cutscenes look good. We've only seen like snippets of gameplay, so I can't really be all like, "Oh yeah," but I'm like,
"No, you're right." I'm
like it got my attention though.
Example: Advanced Warfare. Amazing
cutscenes
looked great, because I think it was one of the first 4K games.
Yeah.
But, multiplayer sucked ass.
How you fuck up on multiplayer? You're a Call of Duty game. It should really be just rinse.
Because they were just continuing the future thing, so they were. But people don't want that, and then they continued it more. And then I think they even still technically have it in Black Ops 4, but...
I mean, you have superpowers in Black Ops 4.
But that's it, though.
Shit's weird. But you were saying something about something else?
Halo.
Yeah.
I was really, really excited. I was almost bummed because they waited till the last second. But from what I understand is because they were waiting to announce it while also announcing the new console coming out. Project, was it? I almost said Scorpio, but that was the original Xbox One. What was it called?
No, Scorpio was the Xbox One S, right?
I don't remember. What was it called, though?
I don't know.
It started with an S. Anyways.
It doesn't even matter at this point.
No, I mean, I'll look it up while I'm talking.
Sure.
So, Halo looks dope. I was really excited. I thought they weren't going to do anything about it because it's not... Like, I already expected it not to come out till next year. But I was just like, come on, I want at least some type of date. As in a year, and I wanted some more, a little more look. And they did it. They gave us a full, like, first mission type thing. Like, you wake up as Master Chief type, hey, this is what the game's going to look like. Right. I could tell that they still need to work on it a tiny bit. It didn't look like super glossed over, like just Cyberpunk, like
the,
but...
Yeah, just like the,
Star Wars. Yeah, but well, not as bad, though. Not as bad. Mm. But, I'm not gonna say the whole ass story because when I explained it to you, I pretty much explained the whole trailer. But pretty much you see like the state of what's going on, sorta. You find out how Master Chief wakes up in the next one. Because you know he always never just starts. He's always
fucking sleeping.
He's always somehow stretching time by sleeping. He don't age. Because whenever he's done saving the world, he's like, I'm going to go take a nap.
I'm going to go fucking hibernate for 45 years and still come out looking 23 because I was in stasis the whole time.
I think he's like 36 or like in his 40s or something like that.
Probably mentally. Basically, he has to be in his 20s because he after Halo 1, he hibernated for 7 years in stasis, right?
Yeah.
Halo 2, he crash landed on a planet and hibernated for some months. Halo 3, he also hibernated for a couple years. And then Halo 4, he hibernated for how long? 10 years?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, Halo 5, I think that was one where what is it called? Cryogenic?
Yeah, cryogenically frozen.
Yeah, he was only frozen for like a couple days.
Yeah.
Because it like went right after this.
He's
so it says
in fucking stasis or something. So like physically he's still in his 20s, but mentally he has to be in his 40s.
Well, it says that Master Chief was born in year 2511. Halo Combat Evolved, the first one, begins in 2552, meaning that John is over 40 years old at the start of his adventure.
Really?
Yeah, a good 10 to 15 years older than many popular action heroes. And then it says in Halo 3, he was like 45-ish. And then in Halo 5, okay, Halo 3, he was like 45-ish, right? Halo 3.
Halo
5. No, I know, but Halo, I was like just reiterating Halo 3. Now we jump into Halo 5. He's only 46 years old. But he's also spent 4 years, 7 months, and 10 days in cryonic stasis. But like he was also like I think even more between that too.
Yeah, so, I swear he was in stasis from every fucking game.
Two different games, and he only aged a year because he was just frozen forever. He froze from 2552 to 2557 one time. So.
Wow, I didn't know he was in his 40s.
I didn't know. I just guessed.
Oh, yeah. This man's old as shit. He has no kids. And his only companion is a bitch in his helmet. 40-year-old virgin!
Project Scarlet. That's the name. And it's supposed to come out Christmas 2020 with Halo. I mean, they do a good bundle. I might get it. But... I don't know. All my games are digital, so they're just going to jump right over like nothing.
Yeah.
All my games from the 360 were not digital, so I lost so many. But,
it's
yeah.
The age of digital.
They had a Gears 5 whole trailer. You have. It seems like you need to really... Huh?
With the game mode, the Get Out game mode? What the fuck?
Yeah, something like that. But it was really awesome.
It looks good.
Like, you start in a hive. You take something, you run. That's pretty much
the thing. You plant something.
You plant something.
And you run.
And then you run.
And it's like you have to get out before the grass reaches you or you die.
Yeah. From what I understand, this one takes you more of like a story about one of the main characters, the girl. I forget her name.
Who the fuck is she?
I forget. She's related to one of the characters. I just forget which one. I didn't play 4. So.
I didn't play one game and now there was 2 main characters.
There was like 3 main characters.
And now there's a fucking girl. I skipped one game!
No, you technically skipped 2.
How?
Because Gears Judgment. That one. That had the blonde dude. That was like his game. Never played it. But
I thought it was a side story.
It was like a side story, but it was like his backstory. So like that affected the stories ahead.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They did ya. They got ya.
I'm not playing 2 games.
I'll play it. You want to buy it?
No.
Campaign. It's multiplayer.
I have Gears 4 on my Xbox. I just got to download it.
Yeah, why
that's
not? Why, let's just knock it out.
That's what I'm saying. I'll play Gears 4. I'm not going to play no fucking Judge Nuggets.
No. Judgment was bad. It was a bad game.
But it has story in it. That's the only thing that sucks. Like
YouTube video.
For Kingdom Hearts, not all Kingdom Hearts games are good. But since they have story in them, you got it. You got to either play it or watch it.
And it's a long-ass story, too.
Boy, Kingdom Hearts is a doozy.
Kingdom
Hearts 3, by the way.
What?
Really good game, but that ending is trash.
Oh. So, yeah, Gears 5. Good.
I waited 10 years to be dicked. I waited 10 years for Kingdom Hearts 3 to come out, for them to have the nerve to set up a fucking sequel. By the time Kingdom Hearts 4 comes out, I'm gonna be 30.
Yep.
ass.
You're gonna be like, man, I don't even have an Xbox, and I got kids. I'm trying to say your frustration is taking over what I'm trying to say. Gears 5, about the girl, and then about Locust. You're supposed to learn a lot more about the Locust. That's the only part that I'm interested in. Because the Locust, you're supposed to like learn more about the Hives and more about them instead of just the Gears people. That's probably a wrong sentence.
Oh, so this is Tokyo Ghoul Season 2.
Basically.
Where you learn more about the CCG and not the ghouls.
Yeah, that was dumb, though.
That's stupid.
Anyway.
Your show's called Tokyo Ghoul.
Dude, the manga, I fell asleep on it multiple times just because of that. Because it was like CCG for like 10 ass books. So, but yeah, what else? What else today? Oh, they have Super 4 is a Lego crossover.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of cool if you're a kid.
If you're a race car fan.
That too. And you're, I mean, like, I like Legos, but like, not like that.
Oh, Lego Star Wars, all 7 movies in one.
Kind of cool. I already had Giraffe tell me yesterday. He's like, I'm going to get it. Let's get it. I'm like, eh. He's like, I never watched any of the movies, but I played all the games. I'm like, you technically watched all the movies. Think about it. Like, it's literally just the movies without all the filler.
Without all the dialogue. Tell him to go watch the fucking movies.
Nah, he's good.
No, he's not.
He knows enough about Star Wars.
Dude,
he didn't
even hear that powerful scene. You were the chosen one, Anakin!
No.
You weren't supposed to join the Sith. You were supposed to defeat them. He didn't hear that. All he seen was a fucking Lego man shake his little nub.
You were my brother.
He didn't hear none of that. Padme getting choked out by Anakin.
What if he saved? What if Obi-Wan saved him right there? Like, you know, he's burning, but what if he saved him right there? And he was just like, you know what, kind of cool. Like, yeah, you put me on the brink of death, but you saved me, so I'm gonna be still a Jedi.
No, he can't be.
Why?
He slaughtered a kindergarten full of children.
All right, so he'd be in prison.
Yes,
but
where do you belong?
But he'd be like, eh.
No.
I Anakin's my favorite character in the Clone Wars series. Anakin's dope.
In the Clone Wars, it's like, a year or something? It's like
it's 2 years. It's a couple years, yeah.
It's like 2 or 3 years before he slaughters that kindergarten full of children.
Yeah.
Mr. Annie?
No, my favorite episode of Clone Wars, and I don't know why this would be a spoiler, but is when that one where he's like, the whole Chosen One episode where he sees all of it. And then forgets.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just lovely. Like, what?
That was lovely. Because it turned into the dark side.
Yeah. And then he just forgot it. And it was just like, the fuck?
Everyone forgot what happened.
Because he freaked out about it, didn't he?
Yeah, no, because I remember that episode.
He was still good at that point.
Yeah, it was my favorite episode. Him, Obi-Wan, and
I just fucking forgot.
What's her name? The Padawan.
Ahsoka.
So they all badass. Got pulled in. They all got pulled in onto this planet, and lo and behold, this planet is literally the in between the light and the dark side of the
force. Yeah, it was weird. It
had the father who controlled both sides, the son who was dark, and then the daughter who was light. The son took Anakin to the volcano and showed him everything he did.
Yeah. Or is going to do.
Is going to do. And my
I thought
man,
that was crazy.
My man, he opened his eyes. He had the yellow eyes. I was like, got him.
But no, and then just like that, it was turned back.
Yeah,
because
the son killed the dad, and then the sister killed the son, and then she's like, you guys got to forget and get the fuck off my planet.
My favorite part was the bond between him and R2. Like, you actually got to see how strong it was. Because R2 would always be like stolen or something. And he'd be like, he'd go batshit crazy and just fucking everyone up just for R2. That was my favorite because I love R2. And I was like, yeah, Anakin, you get him. You go get that man. You go get our boy over there.
He saw the entire kindergarten full of kids.
As casualties.
How the fuck did he join Yoda?
It's war casualties, that's all.
How the fuck did he join Yoda and motherfucking Obi-Wan? In that force spirit ghost realm, he should be burning in hell with Palpatine.
Oh yeah, but you know, he still was good.
He killed a whole kindergarten full of kids, a whole kindergarten.
But he was good at the last second.
That doesn't fucking.
That's how cliches work.
That's bullshit.
That's how cliches
work.
You do good,
trust
and you're good.
One of those kids if you watch when when Yoda's showing Obi-Wan the recording of what happened at the kindergarten, if you watch, he grabbed one of those kids and he stuck the lightsaber through him. Like, grabbed him by a collar and stuck the lightsaber through him like he was Shiska bobbing some meat.
Yeah, man, he was a G.
No, he's going to hell. He needs to be burning in hell.
It takes guts to do that.
It takes guts to kill unarmed kids when there's a bunch of fucking Jedi outside.
They were armed.
None of them had
their lightsabers out.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
None of those kids fought.
Are you talking about the Clone Wars? Or are you talking about the actual animation? Yeah, they had their lightsabers.
No, they didn't. Oh my god. Those kids did not have lightsabers. They weren't even Padawans.
They were training in there and
they were eight and seven years old.
They
had no weapons. They were at school to train to be a Padawan.
I really believe you, but I just have to see it for myself.
He's a fucking murderer. Not only is he a fucking murderer, he's a child murderer. There's like 12 kids in that motherfucker.
It says Skywalker killing younglings. Skywalker kill count. Skywalker kill streak. Anakin Skywalker kills Palpatine. Fan fiction. And why is there a meme? It says Anakin Skywalker kills younglings meme. I thought they had their lightsabers out.
They didn't have lightsabers. You don't get lightsabers until you're a Padawan. What they give you is that little fucking pretend stick, but that doesn't cut anything but, like, I think the fake drones or something.
I really... I'm blown away right now. Do you want to continue talking about
how he murdered children?
No, next.
Oh, okay. So, Final Fantasy VII Remake is coming out March 3rd, 2020. If you're a Final Fantasy fan like I am, you should be very happy because they totally rebooted this whole damn game. It's a completely different game now. It's a mixture of hack and slash and tactical combat. So once you fill up your tactical meter, everything slows down. And from that point, you could use one of Cloud's, Barrett's, Tifa's, or whoever's one of their special abilities. But you could also have them to shortcuts, so you could do them whenever you wanted. So, yeah, that's awesome. And I'm excited for that. But also, Phantasy Star Online 2 is also coming out, which I'm super excited for.
I hate people on YouTube so much.
I'm so excited for that.
Actual footage of Anakin Skywalker killing younglings. It has someone that has a picture of it. They're in their fucking room. They go to this is a minute long, by the way. And he has 76 subscribers and 254 views. I'm one of them now. But he goes, he finds a picture of it in his room. He tears it up and you fucking watch him. You go with him to go into his kitchen and throw it in the trash.
Ha. Got him.
That's fucking dumb. Anyways, continue. Sorry. I was just like, that pissed me off. I mean, I hate you so much.
So, yeah. It was Phantasy Star Online 2 was actually a game that came out in Windows in July 2012. But now we're finally getting it on the Xbox. I hope to God that it's not an Xbox exclusive. Oh, and we're at 29 minutes. All right, guys, commercial time. We'll be right back.
After these messages.
We're back. Thanks for waiting
for the last stretch of this amazing E3 journey.
So, just one more part about the Dragon Ball Kakarot.
God damn it.
Out of all the things we talk about, this is the one thing he had a problem with. He even sat here and talked about Fallout 76, and neither of us played Fallout 76. But I stayed engaged.
Because I wanted to play it.
I stayed engaged with you the whole time.
Now that I have NPCs, I can play it.
You don't have a PC.
They have NPCs. Oh.
You don't have a PC, though.
I do have a PC, just not a working one.
Okay. So back to what I was saying. There's 15-minute gameplay of it on YouTube. There's 15-minute gameplay of it on YouTube if you ever wanted to go see what the gameplay looks like. It looks pretty engaging. It still looks kind of choppy, but I'm guessing it's like either beta or maybe alpha.
What's after beta?
The
actual game.
That's always just the case.
Yeah, it's just alpha, beta, and then game. Maybe demo, I guess you could say.
Kappa.
But yeah, it was. It looks pretty cool. I'm super interested. I guess I'm the only one. But
no, I'm interested too.
Oh, you didn't seem like it when I tried to finish what I was saying.
No, I thought you finished earlier. That's all.
No, I just wanted to tell them that there's gameplay to actually watch.
That's awesome. Hmm. There's gameplay of Pokemon too.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, I am interested. I guess I'm just not that interested because it is just playing through the story mode again. Just by story mode, I mean Dragon Ball Z again.
You just started watching Dragon Ball Z 4 years ago.
Yeah, so?
What game have you played? Have you gone through the story mode?
Like four.
What?
Well, there's the online that we play. It's practically going through Dragon Ball.
No. Because there's changes to it.
Like then you have Xenoverse one.
Changes.
But still the same.
No.
Xenoverse 2.
You know what?
Xenoverse 2.
You want to actually talk about something?
What?
You don't know the pain of going through a Dragon Ball story mode until you've played Budokai 1 all the way up to Raging Blast 2. And you literally have to sit there and go through the story mode for 8 different games.
Oh, I played a couple emulators too.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
And they're like, all the same.
That was it. That was all the games that we had. So at this point, people just don't care anymore. We don't
care. That's just the thing.
As long as the cutscenes look good, we don't care anymore.
Okay.
Because we've been through it for so long. Since PlayStation days.
Okay.
Playing fucking the same story.
I played on the... I played a couple of the Game Boy and the... there wasn't a DS one, right?
No, there was.
There was?
It was Dragon Ball, though. Like, yeah. Kid Goku.
Yeah, no. But I played a couple of the Game Boy Advance
ones. So, like, Legacy of Goku 1, 2, and Boost Fury?
Yeah,
those are good
Not games. The Boo one, but the first two.
The Boo one was the best one.
But it was, like, basically playing Dragon Ball Z...
Yeah, that's what we had to fucking deal with for a long time.
That's unfortunate.
Not really. You get used to it.
But you just made it sound like it was, like, really bad.
No, you making it sound like it's really bad. You haven't even struggled with it for that long.
You're right.
I was 11. I'm 22 now. I've been doing this shit for years.
All right. You got me.
We caught him, folks. We caught him.
So what do we get? We got. What are you most excited? Number one game. Is it Dragon Ball?
Nah. It's Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk?
Cyberpunk.
I'm looking forward to it, but we don't know what kind of game it is, really.
You're right. But I think it's going to be fun.
I would say I'm looking forward to Halo.
No, you're not. You're scared.
Why?
They burned you too many times.
Nah. It's like you said, Dragon Ball. You're just kind of used to it just getting worse. But except for yours is not getting worse. It's just repeating. Ours is just getting worse. But, I mean, because it was fine. Oh, you know what I am excited for? Halo Reach. You're able to play it now on the Xbox One.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Like, I'm going to... I think it's... Is it in...
Spoiler alert.
Go ahead and say it.
I don't want to. That's rude.
But everyone should have played it. If you have not played Halo Reach, you're someone... Actually, you know what? I know exactly who didn't play Halo Reach. The people that are like, there's no Master Chief in it. I'm not going to touch it. It's not part of the story. A lot of people are like that. I know from fact.
PlayStation players did not play Halo Reach.
Well, that's not your fault.
That's why I didn't want to spoil it, because they might be Xbox players now.
Well, but I mean, they don't have to... It's not part of the story. That's just how it is.
I thought it was a prequel.
Technically, but...
Got him.
But it's not a part of the actual story, and that's what people did. Why people didn't watch it. I don't know what I'm honestly excited about. I could say Pokemon, but I'm not, like, head over heels for it.
Right.
So I guess if I had to sum three games...
What about Marvel's Avengers?
Well, I'm very excited about that one.
Really?
What do you mean? It's more of a nostalgia thing.
Oh, no, man.
That's what it is, though. Nostalgia. It's not like, oh, my God. It's more like, it looks so good.
The next one or the one for the Switch?
The Ultimate Alliance one.
Okay, so we're not talking about the Square Enix
one. No, that one I will wait until I see it.
Yeah.
Because, but I do agree with what someone said, I think when I was watching like a review, is that we haven't really had a good Marvel game, like superhero game, besides Spider-Man, the last one.
Yeah.
Recently, since the Avengers came out, we haven't had a good, you know, since the MCU started, we haven't had a good, like any good games at all that involve superheroes besides
Spider-Man,
which happened what, last year? So, I mean, they got a lot to live up to because they got to be like Spider-Man, be just as good.
It might be. Who knows?
I don't know. That's more of a I need to see it to believe it. Borderlands 3 is coming out. I don't even know why I didn't mention that when I was mentioning Borderlands. If I really fall in love with Borderlands, that might be my number one.
Oh, cool.
Because I'm really enjoying it. And the handsome...
Kingdom Hearts is getting some more DLC. It looks like you could play with all the Keyblade wielders in the final battle. So, yay, I guess.
I honestly don't know if there's anything else. Like, they didn't really, like, just go all out. Like Xbox did. Xbox went all out with a lot. We just don't care about all of it.
Yeah, we just...
But also, I guess Xbox was the first one. Oh,
their Game Pass, too.
It's
a bundle, right? It's Xbox Live, the Game Pass, and then the Game Pass for PC. All in for $14.99 a month.
Or a dollar for this week.
The Game Pass. That's just the Game Pass.
That's all of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's all of it for a dollar this week.
For just a week, though.
No, for a month.
Yeah, no, it's a dollar now.
Oh, yeah. It's a dollar now for the week.
Yeah, it's a dollar now.
Yeah, for a
month. But next month, you will be hit with the $14.99,
Charles. Which, didn't we find out it was more expensive or just as expensive?
It's more expensive because it's $14.99 for 12 months instead of just doing like a $60 thing a year.
Well, plus the 10 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the Game Pass. But then it sounds like they're also separating the PC Game Pass and the Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
Which sounds really stupid, but that does sound like something Microsoft would do. So I guess it would be cheaper way.
I guess we would have to look at the subscriptions. They don't have any information on the subscriptions right now. We just have the $14.99 a month for the bundle pack.
Oh, no, that's it.
Yeah.
I looked yesterday.
Yeah, so they don't have any. No, of course it's going to have a yearly subscription, right?
No, they don't have. They have the normal Xbox yearly subscription, the $60, but they don't have a yearly one of that one.
For the Game Pass?
Nope.
The Game Pass doesn't have a yearly subscription. No, I'm not talking about the Ultimate.
No, not at all.
The regular Game Pass doesn't have a yearly subscription either?
Nope, just 10. Or I would have bought it. Because honestly, just paying 60 twice is easier than paying 10 a month.
A month, yeah.
I would hope it would be cheaper, though. I hope it would be 40.
Yeah.
I wish they would go with the Switch, because the Switch made their they made their online $30 a year. Like, Nintendo does maybe better because of marketing, but besides marketing and, like, having all their, like, you know, merch and stuff, I don't know. I feel like Microsoft and Sony can both do that and not lose a lot of money.
Right.
Like, they would still have enough money for everything. And if not, make DLC. What? But yeah. I don't know. E3 kicking off, but... Oh, and Nintendo, the reason why there's nothing really about that is because they don't show anything until on the floor.
So, right now, a bunch of people are playing stuff on the floor.
Yeah.
So, I guess, like you said, our next podcast is going to have a bit of Nintendo. But after that, we're probably done with E3, guys.
It was good. I didn't think it was bad.
No, man, it was pretty good. We covered E3 pretty well.
There's a Nintendo Direct after E3, apparently. I don't know why they would do that. I don't know.
What else game do they have to announce?
I don't know. They announced everything.
Yeah,
right. And they haven't announced everything, but will.
Yeah.
So Sony's not going to be in thing? I thought it was.
No, Sony's not at E3 this year.
Why?
They just didn't go to E3.
That sounds like a horrible marketing plan.
Nah, they're fine. Sony doesn't have to go to E3. Last year they were fine.
Last year they went though.
Yeah, last year they went and they killed it. So this year they don't have to.
Well, they killed it because they didn't lie like Xbox did.
Spider-Man, God of War, they're good. I don't care. I don't care what they do from now on. They're good. Spider-Man and God of War, two back-to-back really great games that everyone loves. Those are good. You don't have to go to E3 this year. Take a break.
Take a break.
Take a break.
But they will probably, might come up with an announcement or some announcement stuff. They'll probably
have some announcements later down the line about some games coming out, but.
But no, I'm talking about the new system too.
Oh yeah.
That's a big thing though.
They already said the system was going to be $499.
Isn't it the same price?
It's the same price as the PlayStation 4. Well, it was the same price as the PlayStation 4. The PlayStation 4 is like
$300.
Three? No, $299. Oh. And with tax, it jumps up to $345.
Yeah.
No, because it's a big difference. Because if you say $399, then it's going to be like $450. If you say $299, it's going to be $350. That's like a $100 difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the new system should be $499.
That's as much as the Xbox was, too. Yeah. It was, and we all thought it was ridiculous. Still is ridiculous, especially since, like, this. You don't think it's ridiculous?
We can't say that anymore. People are out here putting fucking payment plans on iPhones that are like $1,000. We can't say shit's ridiculous when it's $400. People are really out here buying phones.
But that's crazy itself.
Yeah.
It's crazy that that's a thing.
Yes.
Especially when people are getting broker.
Yeah, it's getting harder to make money, but shit's getting more expensive and people are still buying it.
So if their cap amount is $500, I guess that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's still like, what? I think I bought an Xbox One a year later when it went down. I think it went down to like 400.
But yeah, but I think the Xbox and the PlayStation, it seems like they're both coming out right around Black Friday.
Yeah, they always do. But yeah. they don't usually have a sale on it.
It's not the sales, it's the bundles that you have to watch out for. So
that Halo bundle. They're probably going to start that pre-order soon.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, they might start it this Christmas. Be like, hey, here's a bundle. Pre-order it.
I'll pre-order the PlayStation.
I'll pre-order Xbox.
Yep. And then I'll get a... You still need to get a PlayStation. We got a deal.
All right, I'll get a PlayStation. I don't know why I need a PlayStation now.
We had a deal.
So you want me to have a PlayStation?
Yes, we had a deal.
For no reason.
We had a deal.
And play for three different services.
We had a deal.
And about the Switch.
We had a deal. No matter what you say, we shook hands. We had a deal. Your fault.
What do I play on it? What can we play on
Persona.
It?
You can play
What Persona. Can we play on it? That's why I'd be getting...
Oh, Final Fantasy.
Damn it.
Final Fantasy Online.
You're right.
One of the best RPG games
I'm not
games
paying
ever.
$10 a month.
You got to.
You will pay $10 a month for me.
I was paying $10 a month until I stopped because I was like, I have no one to play with. But it's really worth it. There's so much to do in that game. It feels like having another life.
We both have three systems. Because aren't you going to get a Switch eventually?
I don't know if I'm going to get online for it, though.
$30 a year?
And?
That's cheap.
I'm only playing two games on it. Ultimate and Heroes.
Yeah.
I don't care about Zelda.
I don't think you can play local, though.
About Mario.
I don't think you play local.
Oh, they got me then.
So that's what you'll know. When you like come over and you're like, all right, let's go. And then you're like, oh.
But then I won't be able to buy it, right? Because I'll be no internet.
No, I did it. You'll be fine.
Oh, so, okay.
You got this.
Back to what I was...
$30. Spit it up.
I'm only playing two games on the hoe.
I'm just saying.
Literally, with my ultimate... And motherfucking Heroes.
And Pokemon. Because we got the raids. That's why you get the online. Remember, the raid system is pretty dope.
Sword and Shield's not coming out until next year.
Eventually you're getting it. You're right. You're right. Eventually you're getting it.
Whatever.
They'll get you eventually. They'll find a way. They'll be like, oh, this game's coming out. And you're like, ah. And then they'll be like, oh, but it's only online.
Dude.
Do you have anything else to say?
No, man. I covered it.
All right.
I'm looking for any final things to talk about right now.
If not, we can cut it. It's fine.
Oh, Dying Light 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't care. Got it. I didn't care too much.
Really? You played the first one, though, right?
I played the first one. I liked it. Really nice. It was super repetitive, though.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be honest, it was a time in gaming where whenever things got really dark and crazy, I got anxiety. So,
oh yeah, man.
And especially in that type of game, because you fucking like you're used to, oh, I'll just jump over this wall, I'll parkour over here, and the zombie won't be able to follow me. But when a motherfucker can follow you everywhere, when you jump and he can jump with you, and you can run and he can run with you, at least in World War Z, when you have those enormous hordes. Have you seen it?
I was playing World War Z.
It's crazy, right? It's fucking crazy. But at least you can I haven't played it, but I've seen gameplay. You can put like turrets and stuff, and most of the time playing with three other people, and you have the ability. No, this, you're getting chased by three fucking red, because you never look back. You just know on the thing they're red. three red fucking dots coming after you, and you're running, and you're attracting more, and you're still running and running, and you're just looking for a fucking UV light somewhere, and you finally find that UV light, it's daytime, because you've been running all night.
Yeah, Dying Light was crazy.
It was crazy. It was awesome. It was an amazing game. I'll admit, I was too pussy for it. I just got anxiety. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. It was at a time in gaming. I could probably do it now.
Dude.
I put more time into this shit now.
Dying Light was terrible at night.
Oh my God. And then I played it at night too. Like,
that's like the only time you could play.
Horror games, games that have any type of thing that's scary, is actually scary. I can watch horror movies all day long, not be scared. Maybe jump, because the jump scares, like, that's just what happens. Everyone jumps. But, I mean, you could tap on someone's shoulder and you'll jump. So, like, that's different than me yelling and crying. You never see me do that shit. But, like, playing games, horror games, when you're in the game and you're involved, like, don't ever play a VR, horror VR. That shit. But, yeah. Yeah, that's different. It's a different setting, for sure.
Definitely.
Like, you are in the game. And I think I played... there was one game that I played where you're just going around and people are staring at you. I pulled a Jeff from Rooster Teeth or Achievement or whatever, where he went backwards the whole time. I just went backwards the whole time. So whenever there's a jump scare happened behind me, I'm just like...
That's stupid.
I might as well have took out of the disc, because that's when I played in 360. Took out of the disc and thrown away, because I'm not playing that. I'm not playing it how I'm supposed to. I think it was condemned. It was condemned. Fucking scary shit.
Oh my gosh.
You ever played it?
Nope.
Exactly.
VR.
But no, it wasn't VR. It was 360.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, Dying Light scared the shit out of me. But I will definitely play Dying Light 2.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm just not hyped.
Right.
Is that it? There's another game. Fucking searching.
I thought you were just going to say, all right, guys, talk to you later.
No, we can do that. We don't have to. Unless you find one.
I'm looking. No, man, we talked about mostly everything.
We talked about all the important shit.
Yeah, we talked about everything important to us.
Well, I mean, I talked about Fallout. I don't think I'm really going to play it. Dying Light, I'm going to play. I'm not too crazy about Modern Warfare. I talked about last.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good?
We're good.
All right. Good if there's podcast. Anything we missed, let us know. You can send us some creep messages.
Or just DM us in Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, cool. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Hope you enjoyed.
Bye. Bye.